Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I want to demo for you now the ebook documentary of The Coming Religious Reich. This is the third book in the trilogy. You know, I first wrote Grave Influence, then Religious Trojan Horse, and now the third in the trilogy, The Coming Religious Reich. And as I said, I want to demo for you now the ebook documentary. Why do we call it an ebook documentary? Because we have embedded over 120 audio clips and video clips. Audio clips and video clips. I want to demo for you how this works. So first note, it's 512 pages. 512 pages has audio clips and video clips embedded, but also every footnote is a hyperlink that brings you to the back of the book, to the original source, and then out of over 600 footnotes, many of those are live links to the original source. So if I'm quoting the New York Post, the Washington Times, the Wall Street Journal, whatever it might be, then the link goes right to them so you can actually read the full article for yourself. Maybe I'm taking you to the website of another ministry that's got something, a great article that you should read. So again, lots of original research is available in this ebook documentary. That's why we call it an ebook documentary. It's not just an ebook. It's an ebook mixed with really video clips, audio clips, and hyperlinks that are live so you can do more research. So we call it an ebook documentary. All right, let's get going. Let me show you how it works. Well, there is the cover of the new book. Now, by the way, I'm going to show you this on a flat screen television. I'm not going to mess with the post editing and dropping in audio clips and video clips like we normally do for television for two reasons. One, time. I want to film this and get it out to you right away so you can see it. Second reason is I want you to see how you can actually plug your laptop computer into a television and actually show your friends. You know, the fun thing about this is you can have some folks over for dinner and say, hey, I want to show you some video clips. I want you to hear some audio clips of what is going on within evangelicalism. Plug your laptop computer into your flat screen TV, just as I have done, and let them see some of these video clips and audio clips. It's a great way to introduce them to what's going on. So here's the book, The Coming Religious Reich. Again, the hardcover is available on our bookstore. It's 512 pages, hardcover. But and maybe some of you want the hardcover and the ebook documentary as well. But again, you can order it at wvwtv.com/bookstore. That's the shorter URL, wvwtv.com/bookstore. If you order the ebook documentary, you can download it right now. You just download it, then go back into your Worldview Weekend store account, put in your email address and password, and there it'll be in your account for you to download to your computer. The only thing I would say is you need to have Adobe Reader. You need to have Adobe Reader. Do not try to watch this on your Mac. If you're a Mac user, don't try to use this on your Mac with Previewer. You need Adobe Reader, and Adobe Reader is free. I did not have it on my laptop of my MacBook, so I just typed into a search engine, download Adobe Reader free, brought me to the Adobe website, I downloaded it, and it's wonderful. So make sure you're using Adobe Reader, particularly if you are on a Mac. Don't use Review, use Adobe Reader, so all the links will be live. And we give you the link at the very beginning. So here's the cover, and then here's the different people that endorsed it. Susan Heck, Charles Clough, Tommy Ice, Mike Abendroth, Mike Gendron, Justin Peters, Jason Pratt, Jimmy DeYoung. And then we're coming up to the dedication page, the acknowledgments page. Now here's the table of contents, real quick. The Grave Influence and Trojan Horse of the Coming Religious Reich, The Strange Collection of Collectivists, The Rise of the Religious Reich, Why the Mother of Harlots, Cecil Rhodes, John Ruskin, Central Banks, and a Revived Roman Empire, the four E's that are building the coming religious Reich, similarities between the false church of Nazi Germany and today's growing false world church, eight transformational steps to a false church, global false church, pride, pragmatism, and profit, three snares that have compromised evangelicalism, how some people twist the real Lord's Prayer of John 17, 16 reasons why the world's religions can merge. What would Jesus say to today's religious leaders? And this just in, the religious Reich is rapidly being revealed. Then we tell you how to use the ebook, and that's where we provide a link for you to get the Adobe Reader. Now, here's your introduction. We're going to scroll on through and the first chapter, and now we're going to start seeing here pretty quick little boxes off to the side that you can click that will let you watch a video or listen to an audio. So here's our first one. Here I'm actually quoting Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck talking about the coming Great Awakening. And this is what he said, but maybe you want to hear it for yourself. So watch this. We're going to click the link. It's going to bring you right to our website. Here's the video. We're going to hit play, and you're going to hear it.
We're there. When we went into the Colosseum, the arena, and that was electric. I heard from so many people. I don't know if you guys heard this or felt this, but the people I talked to that had gone to all of our events said by far this was the most impactful event that we have ever done.
I heard that many times.
I think we are at the beginning. I flew back with David Barton yesterday, and David said, just matter-of-factly, he said, we're in the awakening. And I said, I leaned up and I said, wait a minute, hold on, what did you just say? And he said, we're in the awakening. And I said, the third great awakening? And he said, oh yeah, I truly believe it's happening now.
All right, then he goes on from there. And again, we use these on our federal fair use. On our federal fair use, we can use these clips for education, commentary, and news. And that's exactly what we're doing. So again, all you got to do is click watch video, and it brings you right to a URL on our website that doesn't change so that you can always watch it. Again, gives you the opportunity to see what we're really reporting and the accuracy of what we're reporting. But let me move on through and show you some more clips. Again, this would be a great thing to have family and friends over and show them some of these by hooking them to your television. Again, just gonna sample a few of these so let you see. Oh, in fact, let me just right now stop and show you the unique thing that we have for our footnotes. Here's footnote number 50. I'm gonna hover my cursor over footnote number 50 and I click and look. That brings me right to footnote number 50. So there's footnote number 50. And then if I want to go to that URL, I can go to the different URLs. Not all of them are live, but most all of them are live. So let me give you an example. Here is one right here. Look at this. John MacArthur, "We will not bow." I quote his sermon. I provide you a little video clip of him. But here it is. What the little clip I was quoting of John MacArthur in the video that you have in this thing, if you want the whole sermon, you just click on that. It's going to ask you if you allow it to go there. Yes. And now look, there's the entire sermon of John MacArthur. Now I'm only giving you a few minutes. You come to hear his website and you can watch the whole sermon.
A lot has happened in our country. A lot is happening at a very rapid rate. And
that's the whole sermon. Because again, I'm only showing you just a little bit of that clip. I'm not showing you the whole sermon. I'm just giving you a small sampling of that. And so that is just a wonderful tool that we put into the book that allows you to see, what are we quoting? Well, if you're only quoting just a few minutes of his sermon, what if I want the whole sermon? Well, by all means, go and listen to it. Again, we only gave you just a small audio clip of John MacArthur talking about "We Will Not Bow," his sermon to his church on responding to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage. Again, we're only using a small portion, but if you, again, want to watch the whole sermon, we provided you with a link by, again, just clicking on the footnote and then going to that. All right, let's go to this. Here is an audio. So we have video and we have audio. The context here is we're talking about the mother of harlots and the different world religions that came out of Genesis 10 and 11. God confused their languages. They broke apart and they took the mother-son cult, Baal, Ashtaroth, Nimrod, Tammuz, Semiramis, and they spread that all over the earth. And out of that, of course, comes Freemasonry. We have Freemasonry. The god of Freemasonry is Jeobalon, Jehovah, Osiris, and Baal. Jeobalon. And again, that's part of the Babylonian religious system. And they will all come back together in Revelation 17 as it describes that mother of harlots. And I believe they're going to come back together right there in Babylon, 58 miles south of Baghdad. So Freemasonry is a part of this. And you want to know more about Freemasonry? Then we have a little audio clip. Listen to this. This is, I think, John MacArthur as well. Listen to this little audio clip. He brings us to the page. We click play. Here we go.
Unacceptable worship reflects a destiny apart from God. Now, I thought about it this week as to how I could illustrate to you unacceptable worship. And there are many illustrations that I could use, but I chose this one because I think it's important to the issue today. In 1717, there was a group that began, for all intents and purposes, known as the Masonic Lodge, or the Masons.
Okay, and then he goes from there.
While they do not wish to be known as a religion, they are, in fact, by definition.
All right, so we'll continue going. Again, notice that if you say, well, I'd like to hear that whole sermon. Again, just hover over the footnote number 120, click on it. It'll bring you to the footnote at the end of the book, and then there's an active hyperlink to go to the entire sermon that he's just preaching. Again, we're only using a small portion in our audio clip, but we do provide you the link all the way back to his website for the full sermon. And we do this with all of our footnotes. Most all of our footnotes, all the footnotes are actually hyperlinked to the source, but then when you go to the back of the page where it brings it to you, almost all of those are hyperlinked to the original source as well. Here's another clip. Let's look at this. Watch this video. This is actually me teaching on Alice Bailey, a small clip on Alice Bailey. Watch this.
Now, let's look at some of the radicals that are putting out these anti-biblical philosophies that are permeating our culture and see how we should respond. The first one is Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey actually is one of the founders of New Age thought.
The beautiful thing of this is as you're reading, you want to go a little bit deeper, you can do that. And it's not just video, it's also audio. So we call it an ebook documentary. Now, let me scroll. So I think you guys got the idea of how this works. And as I scroll through here, you can see these little black tabs all the way through. Watch video, watch video. Some of them say watch audio because obviously they're audio. So let's scroll on through. Now, I might show you one or two more if any of them jump out at me. Oh, yeah. Here's one. Watch this. Here we go. This is a perfect example of people promoting David Jeremiah, promoting New Age Catholic, Roma Downey. Here you go.
I want to thank you for Mark and Roma and their courage to step out into what most people would consider to be no man's land and take the initiative to raise up the cross of Jesus Christ for all to see. And I just want to pray.
Really? Seriously? Again, she's a New Age Catholic. Do we not know that Roma Downey is a New Age Catholic? In fact, you don't believe me? Here's the clip of Roma Downey talking about her New Age Catholicism. What is David Jeremiah thinking to promote her on his church platform?
I'm touched by an angel. We had an expression where we would say that coincidence was God's way of remaining anonymous. And I've always loved that. And I love when these things have shown up for me. And I choose to see them as reminders of that we're not, you know, that I'm not alone.
So you continue to be a Catholic and a devout, I would say devout Catholic.
Yeah, I see such beauty in my faith. Well, you know, I just have a great love and belief in the Lord. So, and I see God in everyone and in everything. You know, I guess when I'm looking for inspiration myself, I probably find it most in nature. And the beauty and magnificence of nature.
How is that not New Age Catholicism? I see God in everyone, in nature. I believe that's nothing more than pantheism. All is God, God is all, panentheism. And in this book I give you, where she actually talks about the fact that she was studying Eckhart Tolle and listening to audiobooks, and of course Eckhart Tolle is a New Ager who said in chapter 2 of one of his books that man created God in his own image. So again, there's the video clips. When I tell you that we have a religious Reich coming, and I say that New Age doctrines, or the doctrines of demons as the Bible calls them, are being promoted, you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to wonder, is it being taken out of context? I provide you the clips. Again, that's part of the ebook documentary. Now, let's go on to something that someone in California helped us with. One of our listeners offered to volunteer to create an index for this book. And this is something I would not have had time to create because of all the other things I have going on with producing radio and television and daily radio show and all that we have going on. I only have so many hours in a day, right? But one of our listeners volunteered to do this, a topical index. So no matter what it is I'm writing about in this book, she took the time to index it for us with a topical index and a people index. Look at this. Whether it's abortion, whether it's the Carnegie Foundation, the Catholic Church and Catholicism. Look at all the references to the Catholic Church and Catholicism. We have the Church of Rome. We have the Earth Constitution, cosmic humanism. Look at all these topics. Higher knowledge, Holocaust, Hinduism, the National Association of Evangelicals, mysticism, Latter-day Saints, liberation theology. I mean, so if you want to say, well, does he talk about a certain topic, or where did he talk about that topic? You have a topic index. Then we have a people index. So if you want to know, where does he talk about Kenneth Copeland? There are all the pages on page 17, page 30, page 242, page 305 to 306, page 317, 389 to 392, 399, 405, 412, 425, 491, 497. Those are all the pages where I talk about Kenneth Copeland. Again, who are some? Benny Hinn, Adolf Hitler. Let's see, who else is on here? Pope Francis. I see Pope Francis there. So again, People Index lets you see a lot of the people that I'm talking about in this book, so you can do quick study and quick research. So the ebook documentary, what's it have again? Audio clips, video clips embedded. Every footnote is embedded and with a hyperlink, so you can see exactly where the source came from. Let me show you that again. Here's footnote 635. Click on that link, brings you right to footnote 635. Isn't that interesting? It's quoting an article, and look at that. The article is hyperlinked from the New York Times. So you want to read the whole article from the New York Times? Click the link, and there's the article from the New York Times. Isn't that interesting? Again, this is the original research that I used. You say, that's very interesting. I'd like to read that whole article. House didn't quote the whole article, but he quoted a couple paragraphs. I'd like to read the whole article. That's your chance to do that. So again, this is why we call it an ebook documentary. And it's 512 pages, and I hope you'll check it out at wvwtv.com/bookstore, wvwtv.com/bookstore. If you want to order the hardcover, you can do that as well. Some of you will want both the hardcover and the ebook documentary because of all the video clips and the hyperlinks and audio clips and video clips and everything that's there. You'll want both, and that's great too. Again, I've just plugged this into my flat screen TV from a computer. This would be great for you to do in your living room with your family and friends. I think it'll bring up a lot of interesting conversations. So maybe even just use it as a teaching tool as well. So again, if you want to order it and download it, you can do that right now at wvwtv.com/bookstore. Remember, when you do that, you download it, go back into your bookstore account with us with your email address and password, and there it'll be waiting for you. And then just right-click it and download it and save it to your computer. It'll always be in your store account. If you lose it or change computers, it'll always be in your store account. You can come back to it. But be sure to log into your store account after you purchase it, download it, save it to your computer. But know that it's always in your store account if you need to access it later from another computer. Again, if you want to purchase and download it right now, wvwtv.com/bookstore. And you can also order the hardcover there, as I said. Hey, send a link to this, will you, to your friends? Send a video link of this to your friends. And by the way, many of the video clips we include, not all of them are just, you know, someone saying something, you know, that's troubling theologically. Some of them is positive teaching, like you saw that little clip by John MacArthur on what he said to his church about the U.S. Supreme Court, or what he was saying to his church about Freemasonry, the audio clip. We have some clips in there like that are just simple teaching. A lot of the things I've said on this TV show, my radio show, small little clips are just positive teaching of theology and doctrine. So we try to include a lot of things that are edifying and encouraging to you as well. So hope you'll check it out. A lot of work, 3 years in the making. The third in the trilogy is The Coming Religious Right. Now, if you missed out on Grave Influence, you can order that, the first book in the trilogy, on our bookstore. If you'd like to order The Religious Trojan Horse, we have an ebook documentary of The Religious Trojan Horse that's just like this one, with audio clips, video clips, hyperlinks to all the sources. So we have this exact same ebook documentary for the book, The Religious Trojan Horse. So Religious Trojan Horse, we also have an ebook documentary. So maybe you want to get the ebook documentary for Religious Trojan Horse. But certainly we'd love it for you to purchase The Coming Religious Reich ebook documentary. You do not need to read all three books. Each of these books stand alone. You can read them in any order. You can read one, you can read all three, it's up to you. But we're really excited about the release of The Coming Religious Reich, the third book in the trilogy. So thanks so much for watching. Please forward this URL on to your friends and let them know about this biblical resource. Thanks so much for watching. Take care.